The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
My speech from Columbus, Ohio at the Women Grow event last week.
Russ, I'll let you go, and then I'm going to ask you some questions if you don't mind.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much. Give it up for Lissa here, and thank you for being here at the Women Grow event. My name is Russ Belville. I'm known as Radical Russ Online. I am a talk radio host for CannabisRadio.com. I write for High Times. I write for Alternate, Huffington Post, and MarijuanaPolitics.com. And for the past 10 years, it's been my pleasure to be a marijuana reform activist and media personality and travel all around the country meeting people like you that are fighting at different levels for marijuana law reform. Now, this is my first time covering a marijuana election in Ohio, and I want to say congratulations for getting 35.9% of the vote for legalization. Yes! The day after, I was consoling people. There was tears. There was sadness. Hearts were broken. Business plans were crushed. It was the end. It was over. We lost almost 2-1. No. You won 1 out of 3. You just joined a very exclusive club. Only 6 states in the United States have ever voted on marijuana legalization. The 4 that have it now, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and California and Nevada, have voted on statewide legalization. There will be again in 2016. So you're now just the 7th state to have ever voted on statewide marijuana legalization. And of those 6 states that have voted on statewide legalization, only one of them passed it on their first try. That was Washington. That's right. Washington's I-502 passed on its first try with 55.7% of the vote in 2012, with no home grow and a per se DUID. So it wasn't the best. In fact, of the 4 states that have legalization right now, the worst legalization. They only legalized 1 ounce of weed and only 1/4 ounce of concentrate as compared to the rest of the states that have legalized more than that. So only one state got it right the very first time. And this was a state that had medical marijuana for 14 years. And not just medical marijuana, but really loosey-goosey open medical marijuana with dispensaries on every street corner and lots of people with recommendations. Of the other states that have voted to pass marijuana legalization, they've all failed at least once their first time around. And 3 of them, California, Oregon, and Nevada, have failed twice. They've had 2 statewide votes to fail. Way back in 1972, California had its first opportunity to vote on statewide marijuana legalization. This was before decrim. This was before even Oregon had decrimmed in 1973. In 1972, while the Gallup polls were sitting at about 16% for marijuana legalization, California put Prop 19, it was also called Prop 19, on the 1972 ballot and got 33.6% of the vote. So, y'all got 3 points more than California did the first time they tried. Not bad. Oregon, when it first tried, was 1986. Right in the middle of Nancy Reagan and Just Say No. Oregon got 26.3%, the worst a statewide legalization has ever gotten. So you're ahead of Oregon, where they started. And then as we move forward into the 2000s, there were attempts to legalize marijuana in Alaska, Nevada, and Colorado. All failed. Nevada's first shot was 39%. Colorado's first shot was 41%. Nevada's second shot was 44. Colorado's second shot was 44. So you're really only 3 to 7 or 9 points away from where Colorado, Nevada, and the other one I just mentioned were in the 2000s, right? So Ohio has actually kind of made it to somewhere between 1993 and 2006. Yeah! All right! And I mentioned how California and Oregon had multiple failures. The second failure in California was Prop 19 in 2010. They were polling at 55 to 60% in the lead up to their election. And right before their election, Governor Schwarzenegger had an October surprise.
Yeah, I am going to change the law and decriminalize marijuana so you cannot be arrested for it.
I know, lousy Schwarzenegger, but he passed this decrim, and it kind of undercut some of the Prop 19 support. And Prop 19 ended up getting like 46%. But even that wasn't a loss, because Prop 19 in California in 2010 reignited this national discussion about legalization. It forced the entire country to start thinking about legalization as a viable strategy. And with the polls coming out saying it could have passed, and it was close to pass, that really lit a fire underneath the legislators and all of these politicians as well to understand that this is now a serious issue. They can't just laugh us off like Barack Obama did in 2009. I don't know what this says about the online community. Those tokers, those stoners. They can't laugh us off anymore. We're getting poll numbers. We're getting initiatives on the ballot. And in 2012, we succeeded finally. We finally legalized some amount of marijuana. Washington passed its I-502 with 55.7% of the vote. Colorado passed its Amendment 64 with 55.4% of the vote. And I was there in Oregon, where our Measure 80 got 46% of the vote. Y'all feel crushed here in Ohio losing your vote? Imagine watching the state to the north of you passing at 10 points more than by a 10-point margin while you're failing by an 8-point margin. That just, oh man, that hurt for so long. Knowing that 7 miles across the river, they're going to enjoy legal marijuana, and in Oregon, we're still going to be stuck with it. And it was also a crushing defeat because in 2012, while all of the major organizations were pouring time and money and attention into Washington and Colorado, Oregon was kind of off here like a bastard stepchild. Nobody would pay attention to us. And part of the reason why? Didn't like our business plan. We had a business plan that concentrated all the wholesale marijuana into one appointed board chosen by the growers who had set the prices. Didn't like the business plan. Failed. There's a lesson that could have been learned, huh? But we were left and abandoned and not given any money and not given any attention. We ended up losing by 8 points, and it just felt like, God, if we'd only had some help, we could have made it. And after we lost, we were threatened in Oregon. We were actually threatened by the head of MPP in a note, in a memo that was sent to all the reformers, don't you dare try to go for 2014. 2014's an off-year election, you'll never win. 2014, there's going to be a lower depressed turnout, and if you lose in 2014, it's going to ruin everything for 2016. And if you lose in 2014, we won't help you in 2016, you'll be cut off. Well, Oregonians don't take kindly to that kind of stuff, so we went ahead. We found some funders outside of the national organizations. And we won in 2014, just 2 years after our heartbreaking electoral defeat. And not only did we won with the greatest percentage that has ever passed a statewide legalization, 56.1%. So, the point for Ohio would be, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And look at the positives. For one, you've learned how not to run a legalization campaign. Right? Now, I've gotten some notoriety in this state because, like, what the hell is this guy from Oregon coming in here telling us? And what does he care? And blah, 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 blah. I've been called a shill for responsible Ohio. If I had a dollar for every time I've been called a shill for responsible Ohio, I'd actually have the money that they accuse me of getting paid. But no, my stance is pretty simple. I'm an old, long-haired rock and roll musician. I know it doesn't show. I miss my hair. I had hair halfway down my back playing rock music in the 90s. Horns, baby. So for me, when I was buying weed, it was from the guy. You guys know the guy, right? That was my monopoly. The guy. Because under prohibition, you don't have any other choices. You don't get to go to Yelp or the phone book and find which dealer you're going to go to. You live under this monopoly of the dealer. The dealer who charges you $300 an ounce for something that cost him $25 to grow. The dealer who shows up with a short bag laden with pesticides 40 minutes late. So to me, I don't care who's making the money. Can I possess it? Can I smoke it? Can I grow it? Can I buy it? It's all I need. But that's not to say the economic side's not important. And I understand why people didn't like this particular initiative and fought hard against it. I totally understand that. And now that it's over, we can take that lesson and go, you know what? Come to think of it, this whole 10 grower thing, maybe we shouldn't have done that. And that's fine. We fight these hard battles, and we get angry about it. Oh, man, we beat bust heads and flame wars on Twitter and Facebook, but I hope everyone understands that you can disagree with someone's opinion vehemently. It doesn't mean you have to hate their guts. And we're really all on the same side, aren't we? My enemy is not someone who was against issue 3. My enemy is not a rich person. My enemy is not a corporation. My enemy is a police officer who can still slap cuffs on me because I smell like weed. That's my enemy. That's what I want to fight. So as we move forward, let's learn the lessons we've learned from issue 3. Let's reconnect, rebuild our networks, rebuild our friendships, rebuild our alliances to move forward. Put this defeat in the past and recognize the good that came from it. You just got over 1 million people in your state for the very first time to come out on an off-year election for a controversial, poorly worded ballot initiative with economic flaws headed by a cartoon mascot. And you got 1 out of 3 voters to accept that? Your next thing should fly like an eagle. Thank you. I'm Radical Russ. All right, folks, Radical Russ here with Cannabis Radio. That's the end of our coverage here for CannabisRadio.com. We're going to go offline, but I want to thank everyone listening on CannabisRadio.com. And remember, the Russ Belville Show comes to you live every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. I'm Radical Russ. For everyone here in Columbus, Ohio, thanks for listening. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers. And we're clear.
Great time there at the Woodlands backyard. And if you could hear in the background, this bar had mini bowling lanes. There's the damnedest thing, these little tiny pins and bowling balls you could hold in your, it was like bocce ball almost, I guess. I'm not even sure what bocce ball is, to be honest. Always interesting giving a rousing speech when there's bowling in the background. Gotta tell you though, it's not even on my top 10 list of worst venues in the world. Not even close. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna talk, yeah, I know, more about Ohio. I gotta work it out. What can I say?
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Get the latest updates on the Russ Belville Show by following Radical Russ on Twitter and liking the Russ Belville Show on Facebook.